Jerry Bader Show, 9:35. I want to get to a piece in just a minute here on, you know, we have mentioned and others have mentioned Republicans might actually be a mistake obsessing on having Shinseki step down or be fired or whatever from the VA. Because what it does is suggest that that which is systemically wrong with the VA can be fixed by getting rid of who's at the top right now. That's not to say that he doesn't deserve to go. But what happens is it tends to be kind of this Band-Aid on a gaping chest wound, I think unintentionally, by Democrats and Republicans alike who are in the Senate who are urging him to go. Because what it does then is suggest is he could have fixed this. And the larger issue here, at least for me and others, is that, no, the VA is irretrievably broken. More on that in a moment. I want to start here. Speaking of irretrievably broken, earlier this week, I mentioned that there's a rift in the United Methodist Church over gay clergy. The bishop of the United Methodist Church in Wisconsin earlier this week said he disagrees with a national group of conservative clergy and theologians who believe the denomination is headed toward an inevitable schism over the homosexuality debate. The concern is that clergy who are accused under church law of being practicing homosexuals aren't punished, that the church is just turning the other way, and this could result in a split in the United Methodist Church. There's a similar story, this one exclusive to Wisconsin, a specific congregation of a Presbyterian church in Sheboygan County, from the Journal Sentinel. Members of a Sheboygan County congregation have been granted permission to break away from the Presbyterian Church USA, a first in Wisconsin since the denomination's decision to allow the ordination of openly gay and lesbian people beginning in 2011. First Presbyterian Church of Oostburg wants to leave to join a more theologically conservative body. Let me stop there. I'm not sure where they would go. And this is where I'm going to go with this. I don't know if churches have any place to run or hide on this anymore. They want to leave to join a more theologically conservative body. But its pastor, the Reverend Brian Jacobson, said the price of freedom might be too steep. This week, the governing body of the 11-county Presbytery of Milwaukee voted 71-14 to dismiss Oostburg if the congregation agrees to pay $500,000 for its property, which is valued at $750,000. So it's a deal, but I can't imagine a small church is going to come up, you know, a small congregation is going to come up with that kind of scratch. Jacobson said, if we agreed to that price, it would hamper our ministry going forward. He said of the church, a thriving congregation in a conservative corner of what is generally a more liberal presbytery. Yes, if you're not familiar with the Oostburg area in southern Sheboygan County, it is very, very, very socially conservative. It very much so. The Reverend Craig Howard, who serves as executive presbyter, I believe it is, said Oostburg's future is up to its members. They're the ones who want to leave. They have to decide how to make that happen. Similar schisms have erupted in the Episcopal Church and Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. I've said on the air previously that one possible but extremely difficult solution to the gay marriage debate would be for government to get out of marriage altogether. Now, that, of course, is far easier said than done because the two have been seemingly inextricably connected. And I don't know how you would do that. But the reality is even that may not matter because you have movements within various denominations that are splitting the denominations apart. I do think the Methodist Church is headed for a big problem. I think all of these denominations are. And I think ultimately what's going to happen, the more conservative factions are going to have to break away. That will likely threaten the financial viability of everyone involved. Because it will essentially split these denominations in two. Which probably makes for even a stronger case for government getting out of the marriage business. Because if all of these Protestant denominations, Catholicism is not in this discussion right now, all of these other Protestant denominations, what you're going to have, I think you are going to see splits here. And if gays want to marry, they'll have their choice of churches. If they don't, if they're not of religious faith and government got out of the marriage business, they would have no place to go. I'm not saying it's a viable solution. I'm saying the only possible solution would be to make marriage an exclusively religious institution. Then laws decide who can see who on whose deathbed, health care benefits, and other things. But you could also argue that even that would be taking away the And I'll use this phrase because it's accurate, taking away the preferential treatment that marriage has received from the government does necessarily dilute a marriage. But you have right now strong factions in most major American Protestant denominations that simply support gay marriage, gay clergy, and just that believe in complete equal treatment in terms of being able to preach and to minister, even though their core teachings say no. The question is, what percentage? Is it an equal split? I don't know. Or will these more conservative factions of these various denominations find what most public opinion surveys say, that they are, in fact, in the minority? I don't know. I don't have the answers to these questions. My wife and I have discussed this. We are very happy with our local church. And if we were going to leave, and we're not considering that, where would we go? If we disagree with the direction that the United Methodist Church of America in the United States is taking, what would our options be? All denominations are most denominations are dealing with this. Here's what I ultimately think is going to happen. Is that the pro-gay clergy, pro-gay marriage faction is just going to win. I believe this debate is over. When I say this debate, I mean gay marriage, gay clergy. I've told you before, I think the debate is lost. And for a while there, what I'd been saying, Jason, 10 years, 15 years, it's 5 years or less now. I mean, we're virtually there. Wisconsin's constitutional amendment concerning gay marriage is going to fall in the courts. There's absolutely no question about that. So now what you have are churches being split in two on this issue. Because while there might be a majority opinion favoring the gay perspective on this, it's still generally split. And the question is, can either newly emerging faction in these respective denominations survive? I don't know. I'm just throwing out there that I think this is something that's not going to go away, and I do think it's going to split denominations. All right, in 3 minutes, we'll get to a piece today that shows, well, let me tease it this way. What might be the solution to the VA's problems? Scott Walker. Huh? I'll explain in 3 minutes. It's 9:45.
Jerry Bader, JerryBaderShow.com.